Unit 5, Charity. This coming summer, I will be cycling through Eastern Europe for a small charity that aims to help North Korea, though people like me are often debunked. Debunked. For using a charity to justify taking a vacation, I am confident that what I am doing will really make a difference. There are even some bigots. Bigots I have met who feel that my trip is a waste of time and I should focus on raising money for my own people. Alternatively, though, I have received a great deal of love and support for my trip this coming summer. I hope to cajole many other supporters and donors to help me out as I try and raise money for a good cause. In North Korea, there is a paucity of adequate food resources for most of the population. The purpose of sending money to our charity is to create self-sufficient bakeries that can bake bread for the hungry children. The food will not only provide the children with a vital source of their daily nutrition, but it gives them a place to eat indoors and out of the blistering cold. The bakeries are sure to not use chemicals in the bread they make, thus ensuring that the kids will not get sick as they might from eating street food. The ingredients used to make the bread are shipped over using the money that they receive from donations from nearby China. The bakeries are not always in the best condition. Their facade is typically one that is falling apart and deteriorating with little insulation to combat the cold winter. Child malnutrition is a serious illness that afflicts one in every five children in the world today. By not receiving adequate nutrition, a child's mental health is almost surely compromised. Studies show a massive correlation between educational success and proper nutrition early on in life. If we do not get these kids the food they need, their chances of successful lives rapidly deteriorate. By shipping in a gross amount of grain to the bakeries in North Korea, more and more children can be saved before it is too late. As I cycle, I do think that some days I will become extremely irritable. Due to the rain, heat, and the fact that I do not often get to take a rest. Hopefully, the road conditions will be adequate the entire time, and I will not run into any crevices that I cannot cross over on bike.